Yes, Port Adelaide saw off a determined Blues outfit in difficult conditions at times to keep their perfect start to the season intact. Nathan Bassett joins us. Bass, welcome. Were you happy with how Saturday afternoon unfolded?
I think we're happy enough to get the result. At times some tougher circumstances, missing players with injury, and certainly we probably didn't adapt to the conditions as well as we would have liked in the third quarter. But the guys fought it out pretty well in the last quarter.
Mm. It seems to me, again, you had a really good spread of contributors.
Yeah, we've probably need that even contribution from the entire team. So, the midfield guys certainly got it done, and gave us a weight of possession, and we certainly had a lot of ball in our territory. Weren't maybe able to score as much as we'd like, but scored enough.
Clearances were plus 24. You touched on that, Bass. Lysett's added another dimension there. I think Boakey and Rocky in there, well, their form. The mix you've got in there with inside and out and the method around the contest, it just looks like a different dynamic this year. I know it's only early, but very pleasing for the coaches, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, certainly, last year we had Paddy Ryder for probably two-thirds of the season, and not all of it was probably in peak physical condition. Scotty's follow-up has been outstanding. I think that was career high stats for him on the weekend. And, Rocky and Drew coming in for, his first couple of games. And Trav's given us some good outside runs. So, we're getting some good contributors in there. And we'll probably, need someone else in there this week with, Carl Ammon not playing.
Gee, Brad Ebert's learning that forward craft, another three goals. He looks so dangerous when it's in his area, Bass.
Yeah, he's a very good ball winner.
Isn't he?
He probably hasn't quite taken the marks that I think he can just yet, and wasn't always the conditions on the weekend. But, he's very good at winning the ball when the ball's in his area. And, I think we're probably looking at more of our mids spending more time forward. Even Sam Powell-Pepper looked good at times up forward on Saturday, and he scored a couple and hit the post on another one. So, it's important that we get contributions from everyone. Given we probably haven't got Robbie and Hoffa, I think, are the second and third highest goal kickers of all time for Port, but they've played a lot of games and they contribute in other areas of the ground as well.
Mm. The Blues kicked 4-1 in the third quarter. They put their noses in front. When teams get a run on like that, now you don't have access to the runner, is it difficult to have an impact from the coach's box during the quarter?
It can be. We're still working out best ways to get messages to the players. Clearly, there's signs you can hold up from the interchange to get a message out, when goals are being scored. I think we'll continually, at the moment, we're throwing away signs and making new ones each week. This one's no good. It was a bit useless. The other ones are quite, maybe this could be useful for us. So, I think we're still working through that. And, in that third quarter, Calvin got a little bit on top in the stoppages, and then, they got a fair bit more ball in their front half. And, it's how we make those adjustments. From there is our challenge.
And I guess in the short term, then you're going to rely heavily on your leaders from within the team to be able to make the necessary adjustments out on the field without coming from the box.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do each week is teach your players how to adapt to game scenarios so that they can manage themselves better on the field. I mean, they're in the best place to do that. So to make the adjustments. So. That's each week. You've got to be busy from Monday through to Friday so the players are ready to go come Saturday.
Poor Nathan Bassett, our guest. Ollie Wines looks a lock for the Lions game, Bass?
Oh, I think he's likely. It'll depend on training this week, but he's certainly keen to play.
Excellent.
So we'll see how he absorbs contact this week.
Well, I hope you can keep Willem Drew in. He's building. He knows how to find that cod, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's a smart midfielder and, reads the game well and a really reliable person. So, he's someone we're pretty happy to invest some time into.
Okay, and Jack Watts, very sad for him?
Yeah, it is. It worked particularly hard to earn a spot in the side, and looked like he could make a go of it at halfback, and that's a positive for when he does come back, is that he can make a go of it again and earn that spot back. So, disappointing for him. From a club perspective, we've got good depth in defence. So, we had Howard, Broadbent, Hartlett, McKenzie all playing in this NFL. Garner's been playing well as well. You've got Jared Leanert, who'll be back in a couple of weeks, who was in the team from a knee injury. So we're certainly well-placed in defence to replace Jack, but disappointing for him.
Yeah, and great that Hoff got the monkey off his back. A milestone game. He's had a win. He sung the song and got Gatorated. So we're happy for him. Bass, thanks as always for your time.
Not a problem.
Good to go. Nathan Bassett, assistant coach of the Port Adelaide Footy Club.